The synagogue was first and foremost a place of religious gathering, but often also served many other purposes over the course of the multi-century history of the Novi Sad Jews. In the 19th century, it held important meetings. The community leaders were selected and instituted there, and representatives of the magistrate and high state officials were received there. According to tradition and custom, the interior was divided into parts for men and for women, since in that time for the services they sat in separate sections. On the renovation of the fourth synagogue in 1859, seating for 160 men and 129 women was purchased. Today's synagogue possesses reading for 584 males, set in four columns on the ground floor, and seating for 416 females in the gallery. Once it had an exquisite organ made in 1908 by the organ builder Rieger, which, however, the authorities dismantled and sold to the Zagreb Music Academy in 1955. The parroquet is of great artistic value. The curtain that covers the cabinet in which are kept the holy books, and today is part of the permanent display of the Jewish Historical Museum in Belgrade. In the time of the Second World War, the synagogue was subject to the looting of Jewish property. After the war, it served as a warehouse. The few relics that have been preserved are shared amongst the devastated Jewish communities around Vojvodina. There's a memorial plaque of black marble in the synagogue building whose text reads, "The Novi Sad Jews were deported to the Nazi concentration death camps from this building on April 26, 1944. Every year on this date, remembrance wreaths are laid for them. Today, the synagogue has been converted into a concert hall which is under the protection of the city."